88.3 Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Several weeks ago, we here on The Space Show promised to keep you updated on the progress of the Swift Reboost mission.
NASA is working with an American startup to attempt something no one has ever achieved. Boost a spacecraft before it re-enters the atmosphere.
This is just a really different kind of mission. We can't wait long.
Its orbit has been lowering. If we do nothing, Swift will re-enter the atmosphere, and so there's nothing to lose.
Just a few months ago, this spacecraft was a conceptual drawing.
Catalyst's robotic spacecraft will approach the observatory, carefully capture it, and propel it to nearly its original orbit.
6 months ago, this was a PowerPoint, and it looked nothing like this. In under a year, we're going from identification of a problem, proposal, contract award, to launch.
Saving Swift isn't about just preserving one mission. It's about moving forward in a future where we can give spacecraft a second life.
At first, all seemed to go well, as NASA reported on July the 3rd.
A mission to raise the altitude of NASA's Neil Gorell Swift Observatory is underway after launching from the Marshall Islands on Friday, July 3rd, from Kwajalein Atoll in the South Pacific Ocean. Link, a robotic servicing spacecraft built by Catalyst Space, launched into orbit on a Northrop Grumman Pegasus XL rocket, which was deployed by the company's Stargazer, a modified L-1011 aircraft, an altitude of about 12.2 kilometers. Our planet's atmosphere creates drag for spacecraft in low Earth orbit, gradually reducing their altitude if they don't have propulsion systems to maintain their positions. Recent solar activity magnified this effect on Swift, and its orbit decayed faster than anticipated. Now that Link has reached orbit, the Catalyst team's first step is to acquire a signal from the spacecraft, confirming its solar panels have deployed and the power systems are working.
On July 15, things were all good.
Teams continue to progress through in-orbit preparations for the robotic servicing spacecraft designed to boost the Neil Gorell Swift Observatory to a higher altitude. Catalyst Space's Link spacecraft remains healthy and is about halfway through this commissioning process. Link launched July 3rd, completed its initial post-launch sequence, and began system checkouts. After completing solar array deployment and establishing communications, Catalyst now has commissioned Link's power systems and avionics, as well as conducted propulsion system checkouts. This has involved firing the spacecraft's xenon-fueled thrusters, which will be used to travel to Swift and slowly raise its orbital altitude over the course of several months. The Catalyst team also quickly addressed early communications and attitude control issues seen during flight operations, including an issue with one of the spacecraft's three reaction wheels. After identifying the cause, they implemented flight software patches and operational updates that restored reliable communications and stable attitude control. The commissioning process will continue over the coming weeks, with flexibility built in to allow the team to pause, assess data, and adjust as needed. Link then will begin its transit phase to meet up with Swift.
Then, on July 28, came news that no one wanted.
Over the weekend, Catalyst Link servicing spacecraft experienced issues with attitude control, causing the spacecraft to spin and resulting in sporadic communications. Preliminary investigation shows that two of Link's three reaction wheels currently are not operable, and there is some loss of functionality in its cold gas thruster system. Link's other major subsystems are functioning as expected. The spacecraft remains power positive and in communication with the Catalyst team. The team is working to stop Link's spin over the next few days using the spacecraft's electric propulsion thrusters. After reestablishing stable attitude and further investigating spacecraft status, Catalyst plans to update Link's guidance, navigation, and control to accommodate the spacecraft's new configuration. Working closely with NASA teams, They will then evaluate revised plans to approach and capture Swift, depending on safety of the approach and Link's health.
3 days later, there was an indication that the mission might be able to be saved.
Teams at Catalyst Space are making progress slowing the spin of their Link spacecraft, which is designed to boost the orbit of the Neil Gorell Swift Observatory. A series of thruster burns this week reduced the rate of spin from approximately 9 degrees per second to less than 4 degrees per second. Catalyst is continuing with this approach to restabilize the spacecraft in the coming days. Teams also further evaluated Link's functionality and determined there are still potential paths forward for a boost. NASA is working closely with Catalyst to consider revised, innovative approaches. Link is now expected to approach Swift around the end of August.
And we'll keep you updated as to how that goes. They've saved missions before. Think Apollo 13, for example.